This is Chris Koch. On Wednesday night, December 16th, a group of American socialist journalists and writers spent about an hour talking with Comandante Che Guevara at the Cuban mission here in New York. I was there with a microphone and tape recorder, and this program will be a report of that meeting with the Cuban Minister of Industry. East 67th Street between Madison and Fifth Avenue was blocked off by barricades and a handful of policemen. The group of writers who had met at a restaurant in the neighborhood were stopped by police at the corner. We waited until clearance came from the Cuban Mission building near the center of the block, and then walked into a large townhouse through a tight line of New York's finest, making comments and nudging us as we tried to get through the door. We waited in a storeroom for about a half an hour and then went upstairs into a large room with a high ceiling, a desk, a marble fireplace, chandeliers, and three sofas, partially surrounding a large coffee table. The writers ranged themselves on the sofa, and Comandante Guevara knelt on the floor in front of the table. Those standing soon settled down on the floor around the table next to him. Comandante Guevara was dressed in pressed military fatigues and polished black boots. During the conversation, he was in constant motion, lying on his side, shifting to a squatting position, back to his side, resting his head on his hands, and puffing constantly on a cigar. Constant motion. Guevara was relaxed, joked much, smiled always. The conversation was hardly orderly, and much of it was of little real use. At least a portion of those present seemed more interested in advice on how to conduct the North American Revolution than on information or analysis of the Cuban. And for a good portion of the discussion, such questions were more revealing than the answers. Guevara, too, quickly sensing that the session would be less than demanding, began to take the questions in a spirit of general humor. Nonetheless, there were portions that may be interesting. I have reorganized the material somewhat and left out several lengthy digressions, and from time to time have rephrased a question. Guevara's answers, however, are unretouched and presented exactly as they were given. One area of the discussion dealt with his own revolutionary past and his analysis of the Cuban guerrilla struggle.
You are Argentinian by birth, and rather than make a revolution in the Argentine, you went out and, as I understand it, traveled and stayed in several countries before coming into conjunction with Fidel Castro in Mexico. I would like to ask how you look back upon this and see it as some kind of lucky juncture, or that somehow you were searching until a revolutionary situation coalesced, or?
Bueno, es una pregunta más bien de intimidad, así de círculo, después de tres o cuatro coñac y remembranza y otras cosas.
It seems to be a question to be answered after three or four drinks in a more intimate atmosphere.
En general, lo que se puede decir,
in general, what we could say,
que hay algunos momentos,
there are some moments
de nuestra revolución,
in our revolution,
que son cosas de loco.
That are things completely mad.
La ataque a Moncada.
The attack against the Moncada barracks.
La salida del Granma.
The expedition of the Granma.
La continuación de la lucha con el grupo de hombres.
The struggle with the handful of men that remained.
La defensa contra la última embestida de la dictadura en la sierra.
The defense against the last great attack by the dictatorship in the sierra, maestra.
La invasión de las villas.
The invasion of the province of Las Villas.
La toma de las principales ciudades.
The seizure of the principal towns.
Cada una de esas cosas se analiza.
If you analyze each one of those things,
y se llega a la conclusión de que había loco de por medio.
You reach the conclusion that there was something mad in the middle, something crazy in the middle.
Y como todas ellas concatenadas llevaron a la toma del poder.
And as all of them, as a chain, led to the seizure of power,
tal vez podría llegar a la conclusión de que para tomar el poder se necesita ser un poco loco.
You may have to reach the conclusion that in order to seize power you have to be a little crazy.
O por lo menos no tener miedo a lo que vaya a pasar.
Or at least not to be afraid to what may happen.
Que es lo que nosotros no tuvimos, sinceramente.
Which we didn't have, honestly.
At what point did you know that you had won?
¿En qué momento se dieron cuenta de que habían ganado?
Eso ya es una pregunta de una película de la UCIS.
That is a question which belongs more to a film by the United States Information Agency.
Someone then asked if audacity and a certain craziness were necessary to make a revolution, how these qualities could be kept and nurtured after the revolution had been successful. How does a government prevent the growth of bureaucracy?
Esa es la pregunta que nosotros nos hacemos.
That is the question that we formulate themselves.
Y buscamos una serie de respuestas.
They seek the series of answers.
De experimento.
Of experimentation.
Pero no podemos contestar.
But they cannot answer.
Totalmente.
Totally.
Dentro de unos años, sí.
In a few years, yes.
About keeping audacity alive. Have there been any changes in Cuban education in terms of preventing youngsters from growing up into small b bureaucrats and into dead souls?
We were discussing that the other day.
Está repitiendo las preguntas.
Repeating the questions.
Sí.
Yes, there have been.
Todavía no está estructurado como un sistema.
We have not made a structure out of it as a system.
Pero hay la identidad entre el estudio y el trabajo.
But there is the identification between the studies and work, labor.
El trabajo de los estudiantes ayudando a determinadas tareas agrícolas.
The students work, they cooperate in certain agricultural works.
El significado de este trabajo.
The meaning of this work.
Por ejemplo, para ir a recoger café.
For example, to collect coffee.
Solamente tienen derecho a ir los que han aprobado todas las asignaturas.
Only those students which have passed all the subjects can go.
El trabajo es un premio.
Work is a price.
Los tipos de escuelas,
the kinds of schools,
en lugares difíciles,
in difficult places,
por ejemplo, la escuela de maestros voluntarios,
for example, the school of voluntary teachers,
en la Sierra Maestra,
in the Sierra Maestra.
Y otras experiencias de ese tipo.
And other experiences of that sort.
Almost all American psychoanalysts say that the social revolutionary as a type is immature and is fighting out infantile problems. Now, you are trained as a psychoanalyst and you are a social revolutionary. Would you care to comment on this view of American?
Yo creo que no hay que buscar.
I don't think we have to look
tan no hay que ser tan rebuscado en la apreciación de los hechos.
We need not be so detailed in the appreciation of facts.
Los revolucionarios no son gente normal.
The revolutionary people are not normal people.
Eso se lo puedo asegurar.
That I can assure you.
Pero en definitiva,
but
lo importante es que la capacidad de construcción y de sacrificio.
But in the long run, the important thing is that the capacity for sacrifice
construcción
and construction
se va desarrollando.
Be developed.
El revolucionario hace la revolución.
The revolutionary makes the revolution.
Pero la revolución hace el revolucionario.
But the revolution makes the revolutionary.
Y es una interrelación constante.
And there is an interrelationship, a constant interrelationship.
Donde el revolucionario va alcanzando grados más altos.
Where the revolutionary achieves a higher level of conscience.
¿Por qué empezó? Se lo podemos dejar a los psicoanalistas. Si
Why quieren. Did he start? We can leave that to the psychoanalysts.
Pero el hecho final.
But the final fact.
Es un resultado de la lucha.
Is a result of the struggle.
Y de la acción de las masas sobre el propio revolucionario.
And of the actions of the masses on the revolutionary himself.
In many ways, the Cuban revolutionary movement has been unique. At this point, do you think there are any lessons from that uniqueness that can be adapted to other revolutionary movements, either in other Latin American countries or here?
No, yo no empleé la palabra caso único.
Oh, I did not employ, use the word unique.
Peleo contra la palabra caso único.
I fight against the word unique.
Dije caso de loco.
I said thing, a crazy thing.
Pero loco hay mucho.
But there are a lot of crazy people.
Y las bases sociales que llevan a Cuba a la revolución.
The social basis which carry Cuba onto a revolution.
Y el lugar donde se desarrolla.
And the place where they develop.
Desde el punto de vista de la geografía o de la estructura social.
From the point of view of geography or social structures.
Es muy parecido a los demás países de Latinoamérica.
It's very similar to those of other Latin American countries. Are very similar to those of other.
Más todavía.
And even more. Furthermore.
En Venezuela.
In Venezuela.
Se han cometido los mismos errores que nosotros cometimos.
The same mistakes we made have been made.
Y han seguido la misma línea que nosotros seguimos.
And they have followed the same road we followed.
No aprendieron nada, en realidad.
They did not
de
learn
todos nuestros defectos.
Anything from our mistakes.
Pero van por el buen camino.
But they go in the right direction.
What mistakes specifically do you
make?
El excesivo acento en la lucha por la lucha en las ciudades, por ejemplo.
Too much stress on fighting in towns, within the cities.
Se pierde mucho cuadro.
You lose too many cadres.
Y no se saca dividendo suficiente.
And there is not enough profit.
Espectacular nada más.
It's very spectacular, but that's all.
La alianza con una serie de militares en intento de golpes.
The alliance with a number of military people in an attempt of coup d'etat.
Como Carúpano en Puerto Cabello.
Like Carúpano in Puerto Cabello.
The discussion also ranged for some time on developments throughout Latin America and an analysis of the various Latin American countries. Guevara was asked at one point whether the United States' allegation that the weapons used in Venezuela by the guerrillas were of Czech manufacture, exported from Cuba. Guevara replied that Cuba did have a lot to do with the problem of Venezuelan weapons, because Cuba had said for a long time that the only way to liberate a country, when you do not have weapons, you have to rise with the weapons you have, and then have to take the rest of the weapons from the enemy. To that extent, he said, they were responsible. He emphasized, time and again, however, when speaking of other Latin American countries, that conditions were different everywhere, had to be analyzed, and that there was no formula for revolutionary struggle. For example, he asked,
would you offer us an analysis of the Brazilian debacle?
It's too much to ask to make an analysis.
Ese es un país que es unos 80 veces más grande que Cuba.
That's a country which is about 80 times the size of Cuba.
Tiene 10 veces más población.
10 times its population.
Nosotros ponernos a hacer un análisis así.
For us to make an analysis like that.
Sería un poquito pretencioso.
Be a little presumptuous.
Lo fundamental.
The fundamental thing.
Es que el gobierno y las organizaciones de izquierda y las masas populares.
Is that the government and the leftist organizations and the popular masses.
Confiaron en lo que se llaman las instituciones.
Trusted the so-called institutions.
Y en las instituciones no se pueden confiar.
And institutions cannot be trusted.
A menos que sean de la misma clase.
Unless they belong to the same class.
Y el ejército naturalmente no era de la clase proletaria.
And naturally the army did not belong to the proletariat.
Eso es la síntesis, no el análisis.
I would say that is a synthesis, not an analysis. What does the Major think about the case of Puerto Rico? Can it be settled within the UN, or eventually Puerto Rico must have to appeal to the same means as Venezuela, for example?
Bueno, Puerto Rico es un caso distinto al de Venezuela.
Puerto Rico is a different case from that of Venezuela.
Desde el punto de vista de las posibilidades de lucha, de la misma lucha, ¿no?
From the point of view of the struggle itself, or the possibilities for a struggle.
Naturalmente es un pueblo colonizada.
And naturally, it is a colonial people.
Pero la circunstancia de estar dentro del sistema norteamericano.
What the circumstances of it being within the American system.
Cantidad de puertorriqueños que viven en los Estados Unidos.
The number of Puerto Ricans which live in the U.S.
La presión que hacen sobre toda la cultura del pueblo puertorriqueño.
The pressure made on the whole culture of the Puerto Rican people.
Y en fin, sobre su su idea de pueblo en sí.
And in short, the pressure on its idea.
Pueblo en sí.
And in short, the pressure on its idea as a people.
Hace que la lucha sea sumamente difícil.
Those circumstances make struggle very difficult.
Y que si llegara a ser una lucha armada.
And if it may reach the proportions of an armed struggle.
Tendría que tomar otras características.
It would have to have other characteristics.
El tamaño de la isla, la
población. Size of the island, the population.
Impiden hacer una lucha del mismo tipo.
They prevent a similar struggle.
Cuando las condiciones estén maduras,
when conditions are ripe,
y el pueblo de Puerto Rico esté en condiciones ya de alcanzar su libertad,
and the people of Puerto Rico are in a position to achieve, to attain its liberty, its freedom,
si los norteamericanos no ceden,
if the Americans do not yield,
el pueblo encontrará la forma de,
the people will find the ways of struggle.
Yo no soy ni un profeta ni un profesor.
I'm neither a prophet nor a professor.
Profesor de liberación.
Not a professor of liberation.
El pueblo.
It depends on the people. You think there is a man in Puerto Rico that could replace Albizu?
Los hombres nacen de la masa.
Men come from the masses.
La masa está ahí.
And the mass is there.
Ahí tienen que salir.
They have to come from there.
Do you think it will be possible for Latin America to live in peace without the fall of the United States government?
Es una pregunta difícil. It's
a difficult question.
No. Por lo menos por ahora lo único que nosotros podemos saber es que va a haber que luchar.
At least for the time being, all we have to know is that there will be a need for fighting, for struggle.
As I said earlier, much of the discussion was an attempt to get an analysis of the United States situation and to give advice on revolutionary tactics here in this country. To one such question, Guevara replied.
How do you see, considering recent events of last summer and the recent events in Mississippi, how do you see the struggle of the Negro people in America?
En vista de los últimos acontecimientos, de los acontecimientos del verano pasado, de los últimos acontecimientos en Mississippi, ¿cómo contempla usted la lucha del negro americano?
Esa es una pregunta muy difícil para mí.
That's a very difficult question for me to answer.
Habría que conocer todas las reacciones del pueblo americano en su conjunto.
We would have to know all the reactions of the American people as a whole.
Las relaciones entre blancos y negros.
The relationships among whites and colored.
La capacidad de reacción de la población negra.
The capacity for reaction among the colored people.
La capacidad de sus líderes.
The capacity of the leaders.
En fin, habría que conocer muy profundamente una serie de aspectos que yo no conozco a fondo.
In short, we would have to know with great detail a lot of aspects which I do not know.
En general, parece que la violencia racial.
In general, it seems that racial violence
se está encendiendo en algunos estados norteamericanos.
Is flourishing in some North American states.
Frente a eso, hay varios recursos.
In front of that, in the face of that, there are some resources or some means, some ways.
Agachar un poquito más el lomo, a ver si duele menos el golpe.
We can crouch a little more to see if the blow hurts less.
Protestar enérgicamente.
We can protest with energy.
y recibir un golpe.
And then receive more blows.
Or responder golpe por golpe.
Answer blow by blow.
Pero eso se dice fácil.
But that's very easy to say.
Muy difícil de hacer.
And it's very difficult to do.
Y hay que prepararse para hacerlo.
And there must be a preparation in order to do that.
¿Cuál será la reacción? Yo no sé.
I don't know what the reaction will be.
¿Y cuál será la posibilidad de reacción?
And what the possibilities of a reaction would be.
Tampoco puedo decirlo.
I cannot predict them.
More specifically, at one point, Guevara was asked if he would recommend guerrilla warfare in the United States. Recognizing that this is a highly developed and urbanized country, Guevara replied,
Ahora sí, pensar en una guerra de guerrillas en Estados Unidos.
But to think about the guerrilla warfare in the U.S.
Por caso, si me pidieran consejo, yo les haría que,
if you would ask for my advice,
que no se metieran en eso.
I would tell you not to engage in it.
Y no por simpatía al gobierno.
And not because of sympathy to the government.
Along the same lines, although with perhaps more seriousness, Guevara replied to a question of whether or not the Cuban government planned to start a large propaganda campaign in the United States to reach large numbers of the American people.
Si ahora se quisiera sacar una hoja a afeitar para reemplazar a la Gillette.
For example, we would like try to produce now a razor blade. To replace Gillette.
Necesitaría millones y millones de pesos de propaganda.
You need millions and millions of dollars in propaganda.
Y sería para luchar contra un solo producto.
That would be to fight against only one product.
Ahora hay que ver cuánto necesitaríamos nosotros de propaganda.
We would see how many resources we would need to employ in propaganda.
Para luchar contra todos los productos.
In order to fight against all products.
Que son producto de un sistema.
Which are product of a system. Okay.
Todas las cadenas radiales y
all radio.
Y televisión, periódicos.
Newspaper.
No, necesitaríamos la mitad del presupuesto de Estados Unidos.
We would need half the budget of the U.S. in order to carry on that.
Y no lo tenemos.
And we don't have it.
Preferible esperar que el pueblo entienda.
It's better to wait for the people to comprehend.
Porque el pueblo siempre supera las...
The people on the long run...
Todos los problemas de la propaganda.
Overcomes all the problems of propaganda.
Si a pesar de toda la propaganda que hace la Gillette.
In spite of all the propaganda made by Gillette.
Si fuera igual que la hojita que tenemos nosotros allá en Cuba.
If Gillette was the same kind of blade as the one we have in Cuba.
Nadie la compraría.
Nobody would buy it.
Propaganda tiene sus límites.
Propaganda has its limits.
Y los límites de la propaganda contra Cuba.
And the limits of propaganda against Cuba.
Está en la verdad del pueblo cubano.
Are in the truth held by the Cuban people.
Y la verdad de nuestra revolución.
And the truth of our revolution.
Vamos a esperar.
Let's wait. We can wait.
The other major topic during our conversation with Comandante Guevara was Cuban-American relations. He said that he was sure that eventually normal relations would be restored between Cuba and the United States. He said that Cuba had made numerous attempts to normalize these relations, but that the United States had made none. Asked how a rapprochement might be achieved, Guevara said that he didn't know. I then asked him,
Is the United States attempt to isolate Cuba from other Western countries being more or less successful?
El resto del hemisferio. En cuanto a los gobiernos, ha tenido casi total ya.
With regards to the government, it has had an almost complete success.
En cuanto a los pueblos, cada vez menos.
With regards to the peoples, every time less success.
How serious is this on the Cuban economy?
¿Qué consecuencias tiene esto para la economía cubana?
No, el aislamiento de Latinoamérica, ninguno.
The isolation from Latin America has no consequences.
Nuestros problemas económicos nacen de dos lugares nada más.
Our economic problems are born in two places.
Los Estados Unidos.
The U.S.
Y a veces nuestras locuras también.
And sometimes our own crazy actions.
La locura esa que nos permite hacer otras cosas.
Those crazy actions which do not permit us to do other things.
los errores,
mistakes,
la ignorancia,
ignorance,
tomamos un poder, un estado completo.
We took a complete state, we took over a complete state.
Cambiamos todo el aparato estatal.
We changed the whole structure of the state.
Toda la estructura.
The whole system of power.
Y tuvimos que crear toda una cosa nueva.
And we had to create a whole new thing.
Ahí se cometen errores.
You have to make mistakes there.
Esos son nuestros dos enemigos.
Those are our two enemies.
La ignorancia, la improvisación por un lado.
Ignorance to improvise.
Y los Estados Unidos por el otro.
And the US on the other hand.
El primero estamos venciendo.
We are conquering the first mistake. The first question.
El segundo también.
And the second too.
The last question of the discussion dealt with what one of the writers called the Chinese position, that it was better for underdeveloped countries to improve their economies on the labor of their own people rather than to rely on the economic assistance of the great powers. Guevara replied to this.
Eso es un problema muy, muy delicado para tratar.
It's a very delicate question to deal here.
Cada uno tiene sus razones para actuar.
Everyone
la forma
has
que
his own reasons to act the way it does.
Nosotros no confiamos en nuestras propias fuerzas solamente.
We do not only trust our own forces.
Nosotros confiamos en las fuerzas de todo el campo socialista.
We trust the forces of all the socialist bloc.
Y exigimos además.
And we ask, furthermore,
que se nos ayude.
That they help us.
Porque es un deber del internacionalismo proletario.
It's a duty of the international proletariat.
Y es un deber nuestro.
And it's our duty.
Reclamar la ayuda.
To ask for that help.
Porque nuestra lucha no nos pertenece a nosotros
because
solos.
Our struggle does not belong only to us.
Pertenece a todos los pueblos del mundo.
Belongs to all peoples of the world.
Y no la podemos dejar caer.
And we cannot let it fall.
These have been excerpts from the discussion with Che Guevara, the Cuban Minister of the Economy. The discussion was held on Wednesday evening, December 16th, at the New York Cuban Mission Headquarters on East 67th Street in New York City. Those taking part included a large number of socialist writers and journalists. The excerpts were selected from the longer conversation, but Comandante Guevara's answers were themselves left intact. This is Chris Koch.